can't tell you how grave it is. You don't need me to tell you. This is this should end our republic. It start a nuclear war, definitely killing the recovery. Trump starts screaming at anyone who disagrees with him. There's a few people can still whisper to him and talk to him. He's got Kushner in his ear that told him, oh, they're about to strike us. That's his source. Barnes, I've never heard you talk like this. You're a very measured person. You're literally saying, you know, grab Trump, put him in a bunker before you get arrested for that. Let's be realistic about this. I don't like Harry Reid. He was terrible because Trump was doing good back then. They said give him fake briefings. You were saying during the break, there's other ways to do this. People need to just not just tell him the truth, like Susie Wall said. It's time to just not. I mean, say what you just said.
Yeah, well, legally and constitutionally, the vice president is an independent elected official. The same as legally and constitutionally, the only oath any member of the military takes, any member of the State Department takes, any member of the intelligence community takes, any member of the government takes, is only to the Constitution. It is not to the president of the United States. There's no such oath. We don't take oath to people. We don't take oath to politicians. We take oath to the law, to the Constitution of the United States of America. So the next time President Trump orders something that is illegal, because what he's talking about is a mass act of terrorism and a massive war crime. Legally, ethically, professionally, morally, by oath, the no military official can execute such an order. So they should refuse to execute any such order by the president if he gives it for a terroristic war crime, like mass bombing Iranian civilians into oblivion, like using nuclear weapons against Iran. That has to be communicated clearly, and they have to decide to do it. Maybe convince the president that he decided that he was the one who decided not to, because his memory is literally like the movie Memento. He remembers something one minute, he forgets it the next. So just convince. I mean, there's seriously, you know, serious.
Oh, I talked to one of his chief advisors that he was going to fire Tulsi. He calls and says, "Should I?" And he didn't remember that she gave him all the intelligence that Ratcliffe held it up, and he goes, "Oh, actually, I like her." It's like by the end of it, he loved her.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I mean, I've heard directly from high-ranking members of the administration who have confirmed the same thing. And they said it's been happening now for 3 or 4 months, that he just forgets basic things. I mean, everybody that's
and
had a
And the neocons,
love-
you said this months ago, but the neocons are on the news bragging. Anyone that you even know in the administration, they're firing as if you told them stuff. When they say you're wrong to Trump, they blame you. Just to show it's total insanity.
Complete insanity. I mean, he made the right call finally getting rid of Pam Bondi and finally getting rid of Kristi Noem that we had advised him to do back in early January because they were such walking, talking disasters. But he doesn't.
By the way, you said on air it's going to be sex stuff with Noem. I guess, not just Kelly Lewandowski. I guess you knew about this big tit stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The whole White, it was an open secret in the White House that she was using money to fund her affair with Corey Lewandowski, and that Corey Lewandowski was weaponizing the office to line her pockets. Same with Pam Bondi, was doing the same. But the people that have been telling him, don't go in, don't get deeper, don't get more involved, are people that he only sporadically listens to. And instead, he's been encouraged by insane people to do insane things. Bibi Netanyahu has lost his mind, too. So those people have to be excluded from the decision-making matrix. And what we need is people like Vice President Vance and others to step up. Well, Hegseth is a nightmare. The guy thinks he's really bringing Jesus back. He's waiting for the third temple to be established at the end of this. He wants the apocalypse to happen. We should not have a Secretary of War who wants the apocalypse to happen. That is not a good thing. The guy has completely fallen off the neocon wagon, and he's drinking like a madman, doing a full-scale 24-hour binge of neocon insanity mixed with Christian Zionist.
And you also see Lindsey Graham with bubble wands stalking children at Disney World, Noem's husband with giant fake tits. You've got Graham drunk this weekend, stumbling around the street. I mean, this is insanity.
You have a dystopian nightmare living out in like every sci-fi novel that has always started out with. There's some nuclear war that the country gets some.
And the guy that starts it, Trump's brain has a bubble wand.
That's exactly correct. I mean, and he's just lost it. We just have to be honest. He's lost it. And we've got to take corrective remedial action. Somebody's got to do something before the whole world burns. Because otherwise, that's the risk that might
start. He's
like
a crazy jumper on the Brooklyn Bridge taking us with him. Democrats, I would advise you, do not mess with him. We need to somehow, let's come back in 60 seconds.